Clyde Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. You know, I was raised in the free will doctrine. I taught it diligently for many years as a pastor. I mean, the fact is that we all do have a will, but the fact is also that that will's not free. Free will is a myth. You didn't choose your race, your nationality, your sex, your eye color or hair color. You didn't choose the date of your birth or even who your parents would be. No free will at all in any of these, and that's just for starters. Our free will, as we think of it, is influenced by our culture, our society, our peers, our sex, our upbringing, our parents, our spouses. So many influences upon the choices that we think are free when we make them. Free will is just simply an illusion. Everything about us is a composite of the influences around us, and in circumstances in which we have no control or choice whatsoever. We didn't even choose to be here. Something as basic as the weather conditions can restrain our so-called free will. Just over the weekend, we had company in, enjoyed fellowship together, and sometimes in the evening when it gets dark, we show a movie. We project it out on the side of the house. It's our own little version of a drive-in. Well, we planned to have one. That was our choice. That was our free will. And then a thunderstorm moved in, and, well, it changed our free will plans. My mother had no free will in getting cancer. My father had no free will in dying from it. Jenny had no free will when her husband abandoned her and her children. And Bob has no free will in the loss of his job. Jerry had no free will in the drunk driver that paralyzed him and killed his son. People who live overseas, they didn't have any free will to be born there. And maybe they'll live and die without ever having heard of even the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not even once, let alone the glorious gospel about what he had done. We all have a will, but whatever its characteristics are, free is definitely not one of them. Even our belief in free will is not our own choosing. It was thrust upon mankind by the religious system. It makes for good theology, but it just isn't true. Paul warned us of religion's will worship in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 23. And if we listen closely, we can hear this worship of human free will in the language of its believers. They'll say, I believed in the gospel. I came to Christ. I chose to place my faith in Christ. I decided to live for God. The disciples may have thought that they had chose to follow the Lord, but Jesus quickly set the record straight. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. John 15:16. This is why John wrote that the work in Israel was not of the will of man, but of God. John 1:13. As parents, we love our children, and they love us back. They respond to this unconditional love that we have for them. They do not love us out of free will. They did not pick us out and choose us as parents and choose to love us. They were influenced in their decision to love us only because we loved them first. They were set up. And so it is with God in his relationship with us. We learn from the writings of John these simple words in 1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us. There's no free will. The reason that we love him is completely outside of ourselves. His love is the first cause from which our love springs. Paul wrote of this love being manifest through the Lord Jesus Christ to us. For the love of Christ constrains me. 2 Corinthians 5:14. His love is not just available or a potential love or an offer of love, but a constraining love. Constrains a really strong word. The Greek word from which it's translated is defined by James Strong as to arrest, as in a prisoner. The word is so strong that the scriptures actually use it as being overtaken by a disease in a number of passages. It's interesting that Paul uses this word, for he knew firsthand of Christ's constraining love. It arrested him on the road to Damascus. Paul, or Saul at the time, was not seeking Christ. He didn't choose him. Paul met the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, and there he called him Lord. This was all the grand, abrupt, course-altering, sovereign work of God in reaching Paul. Paul was on his way to Damascus to harm the saints there. He did not change his mind of his own free will. Rather, it was the dramatic Damascus Road experience that transformed his will. Paul met with spectacular interference to his free will. He met the resurrected Christ. And one day, those who have not trusted Christ before this life will end, will be resurrected and be brought into the presence of the Son of God, and will, like Paul, call him Lord, when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Oh, the extent to which God will go to reach man. Isn't it odd how Christendom limits God's ability and yet makes man's will free? God is not limited at all. And in due course, he will put down all the stops in reaching mankind with his love. Love truly will never fail. There are two wills in the universe, the Creator's will and the creature's will. God's will is absolutely free and sovereign, and the creature's will is not. And God's will trumps man's will. God will have all men to be saved, 1 Timothy 2:4, and he who works all things after the counsel of his own will, Ephesians 1:11, will reconcile all things to himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, Colossians 1:20, and making him the Savior of all men, 1 Timothy 4:10. When my children were young, we lived on a busy street with no fence around our house. I would not allow the children to play near the street. It's because I loved them. They had no free will. I constrained them with my love. We're not the masters of our own fate. We're not the lords of our own lives. We are the creatures, not the Creator. He is Lord of all. Acts 10:36. And in Him we live and move and have our being. And our response to His love is all a matter of timing. Every man in his own order. 1 Corinthians 15:23. None of us had any free will in being included in the disobedience of Adam. It was forced upon us. And neither do any of us have any free will about the undoing of Adam in the obedience of Christ. Not even our faith to believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior is a matter of our own choosing. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. This is the good news, believe it or not. And if we believe not, yet he abides faithful. He cannot deny himself. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Danny Rossino singing, He is the Potter.
Some days I'm down, full of despair, getting mad at God, screaming in the air. But He's the Potter. see, and ears that do not hear. Cause he's the potter, and we're the clay, never going to have it our way. But that's all right with me. That's the way it's gotta be. With me.